Then her implant dropped a microgram of neuroactive into her brain circulation, and she felt her breathing and heart rate slow again. She turned in her seat, looking across at Jen Bentick, her aide. Commander Bentick, since Jen was so very Cascadian, so very committed to that particular and demanding level of correct behavior. 15 years older than Kai, and a head taller, she had been Kai's aide for almost a standard year, another problem Kai needed to deal with. Jen had been watching her, a line between her perfectly shaped brows indicating concern. Does it look familiar, Admiral? Kai nodded. A lot of water, a lot of islands. Very different from Cascadia, for sure. I still think it would have been more appropriate for you to take Vanguard's shuttle down to the surface, Jen said, changing the topic. In her mind, Kai's status in the Space Defense Force gave her the right to land an SDF shuttle anywhere she pleased. It doesn't bother me, Kai said. They see sending up a Space Force shuttle as a military honor. I suppose. I don't mean to be critical of your home planet, Admiral. Really? Jen had so far been critical about Slaughter Key's every detail as Kai shared them. But it seems to me that they're not quite, Jen paused. Up to Cascadian standards? Kai asked. Jen flushed, her lips thinned. Kai sighed inwardly. She had needed an aide. An admiral's life in peacetime was far more complicated than she had imagined, and Jen was efficient, organized, and capable of handling many situations Kai found difficult. But Jen didn't stop there. She assumed her own sober middle age and Cascadian background gave her license to treat Kai like the child of uncouth barbarians when they were alone. I did tell you, Kai said, keeping her voice light and pleasant. Slaughter Key's a lot more casual. You will find it difficult, I expect, at least at first. Up came Jen's hackles, so easily raised. I will be perfectly polite, in a tone that meant she was still angry. Yes, of course. You always are. Impossible to explain to someone who had never been outside her own culture that another set of rules might be legitimate. The last visit to Moray had been marred by Jen's complaints that it was not like Cascadia. This was the core reason she'd planned to change aides soon. If someone's being rude in Slaughter Key terms, I'll make it clear. They don't have etiquette books to warn strangers about the rules. Cascadia handed every arriving passenger a thick book of rules, and no one could leave the ship until they had agreed to abide by them or face a court. Kai had never found another system so obsessed with etiquette. We do. Did. But they're mostly for children. For adults, it's a matter of mutual negotiation. There's no legal standard. In my religion, the one she didn't follow anymore, it's important not to take offense unless offense is meant. I will do my best, Admiral, Jen said, as if picking up a burden almost too heavy to carry. I'm certain you will, Kai said. You always do. Kai's skull phone pinged. Her flagship's Captain Pordra reported that a Slaughter Key Space Force shuttle had arrived at the main space station. Thank you, Captain, she said. Shouldn't be any time wasted then. She looked out the viewport, now in a better mood, but whether from her implants, chemicals, or Pordra's report, she did not know. She could see ships docked at the space station clearly. Several Vada ships clustered together in Vada's dedicated section. Back to normal then. Another sign of Stella's fitness to run the family business. When she'd left Slaughter Key, she'd been a disgraced former cadet, a political embarrassment to be whisked away out of reach of the media as quickly as possible. How naive she'd been, how easily fooled by a first-year cadet asking for help, how blind to the political implications. She wouldn't make that mistake again. Though she should probably expect someone to bring up that mess. Most wouldn't. Aunt Grace had told her she was billed as a hero returning in triumph. A trickle of humor rose. Maybe it wouldn't be that bad to come home for a few days. It surely couldn't be worse than her departure had been. Below the viewport, the familiar shapes of continents